You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
What is up, everyone? It is Tuesday, January 13th, our second half of Sports Talk rocking and rolling for you. Going to be talking plenty about NFL, black and gold, some Pelicans basketball over on 870 AM right now. Actually, Pelicans Weekly going on, leading into pregame coverage of the Birds. Back home this evening, hosting the Denver Nuggets at 6:30. Then 7 o'clock is tip-off in the Smoothie King Center. And boy, oh boy, Charlie, it's been way too long since the Pellies have gotten that victory at home. I looked earlier. It was December 22nd, the last time they've won a game in the Smoothie King Center. Brutal.
Yeah, that's rough. Tonight's game against the Nuggets is a winnable matchup. And you look at the Nuggets' record, 26-13.
What are you talking about, yeah, right?
No Nikola Jokic. And he's, thank goodness, he avoided serious injury because he's going to be coming back pretty soon, but he's not going to be playing in this game. Jamal Murray's a game-time decision. Aaron Gordon's a game-time decision. The Pelicans are still underdogs in this matchup, like 2.5 points, but it's a kind of a toss-up. It's almost a coin flip via the Vegas oddsmakers.
I did see that Sadiq Bey was upgraded for today's matchup to, I think, questionable from doubtful. So it looks like there's a possibility the Pels could have a little more
probable.
Yeah, right. A little more body, another body in the roster at least to help out with rotations.
Yeah, they need all the help they can get. Steve, I don't know if you watched the matchup against the Magic over the weekend.
Oh yeah.
Ooh wee. I mean, it's happened multiple times. So I'm sure that Pelican fans aren't surprised. But one of the most frustrating quarters is the fourth quarter now. It's like under Willie, it was the third.
Right.
Under Brego, it's been the fourth. This team can't close games. It's nothing new. We've talked about this for weeks now. But they can't close games. They go into the fourth quarter with like a 9-point lead against the Magic on the road, and then they get outscored 37-20. What? Like, oh, man. They're just, all the winnable games that they've let slip through their fingers are going to come back to bite this team at the end.
You wonder what happens with this Pels roster that, like you mentioned, it used to be the third quarter. Now it's the fourth quarter when things just, you know, the button gets clicked off and things aren't working all of a sudden.
You would hope James Borrego and his staff are, quote-unquote, burning the midnight oil to figure that out, because there's been way too many instances this year where the Birds have been within striking distance of winning a game and then they just fall apart in crunch time. When they have a late lead or when a game is up for grabs in the fourth quarter, it's not a 50-50 thing with the Pelicans right now. It's more like 90-10 the opposite way.
You mentioned James Borrego, their interim head coach of the Pellies. He addressed the media earlier today, got into some of those issues about their fourth quarter, also young rising stars in the Pelicans rookies and the play of Trey Murphy and Zion Williamson going forward. Let's hear what James Borrego had to say earlier today.
Coach, from the end of the game last night or yesterday afternoon, what did you guys glean from that and go over today that you can work on?
A lot of good stuff last night. I thought we were the better team for the bulk of that game. You know, watching the film, look at the numbers, it proved out, you know. Our offense would have been ranked number one, you know. That would have been the best offensive rated team in the NBA last night. So we did enough offensively. The problem was the defense, you know. Fourth quarter defense, we got four stops in the entire fourth quarter. That's unacceptable. And we're just bleeding points in fourth quarter. That's got to be our best defensive quarter. So we watched it. We talked about it as a team. We owned it, and we got to be better. So no matter whether we're making shots or not, our defense has to carry us down the stretch. That's the quarter that we got to be at our best. Our game plan discipline, our physicality, our presence, our rebounding, our effort, all those things have to be done in the fourth quarter at a minimum. And, you know, we had enough shots to get this thing done. We had enough points to get this thing done. Unfortunately, our defense let us down last night.
This is the midway point of the season now. You're up 4-1 game. What are some things that you really like so far? What are some things that you haven't liked?
Number one, I like our competitive spirit. We're in games. You know, we're a tough out every night. You got to come to play. And our guys are putting themselves in position. We're moving the needle there. You know, offensively, I'm seeing a significant turn there. It's the defensive end that we got to get better. We have multiple guys playing well on the offensive end, you know, and we're figuring this out, this system out collectively, who to go to, when, you know, who's getting touches. And this is without certain guys being out as well. You know, we're missing Sadiq and Herb and Jose, and yet we're still finding ways to score points. It's defensively, how do we find more presence? And to me, that's transition, and it's the paint. We got to protect the paint, period. You know, we're bleeding too many points, easy points in the paint. And so we're aware of that. Our guys are aware of that. I will give them goals tomorrow to focus on as we head into the second half of the season. Areas of focus on the defensive end and the offensive end as well.
What are the individual goals, or are they team goals?
More team goals, but I'm going to sit with each guy individually and probably hammer home some individual stuff as well. But there's got to be a collective goal here as we move forward, especially defensively, you know, to turn this thing. And we're right there. We're close, but you know, we got to keep plugging.
What are like the realistic expectations for the second half of the season for you?
Continue to improve. I think that's the goal every day. Continue to improve. Obviously, winning is a priority. I need the young guys to continue to develop and get better. They're getting significant time right now. This is valuable time for them. You know, to be in these games, close games. Highs and lows of an NBA, so the young guys getting experience. I want to see CZ and Trey continue to move in the right direction, you know, and I think they are. Stay healthy, you know, and then you got to get Sadiq back and Herb back and be healthy there and make a run here. But I'm really focused day-to-day process, you know, get better every single day, watch our guys develop, demand more out of them defensively, continue to see growth offensively, and keep competing. You know, we want to be a team that competes, and we want to be a team that our city's proud of, you know, and can rally around. So that's the goal.
What are some of your biggest takeaways from the way Trey's been playing lately? In January, the leading scorers in the NBA are Luka, Trey, and then Maxey. That's the top three so far. What do you think about just
what Trey's been? In what period?
Since January.
Well, that's impressive. You know, he's done a hell of a job. You know, he's finding ways. He's becoming multidimensional, off ball, on ball, at the three-point line, at the rim. I still think he leads the NBA in field goal percentage in the paint. Getting to the free throw line, drawing fouls, competing. His voice is more present. The little two-man game between he and DQ, he and Zion. Zion's in there now. So I love moving him around. You know, he's like a little chess piece that I get to play with, he gets to play with, and we're moving it around, trying to utilize his gravity. So he's been fantastic, I think. And then in these moments, what I love right now in these fourth quarters, this is the first time he's been a focal point in fourth quarters, like to go close these out. In the past, I think we could say, what, C.J. McCollum, Ingram, Zion, maybe Valanciunas a little bit in his career. Now he gets to go be that guy, one of the guys, to go make plays and make decisions. It's amazing. It's fantastic. I mean, a year from now, where Murphy will be, who knows? I mean, at the rate he's growing. So just love his spirit, his energy. He's vocal right now. He's leading. And we just want to continue to see that grow the rest of the season.
JB, can you talk a little bit more about Jeremiah? In the month of January, it seems like he's really found his game a little bit. Last month, numbers seemed to have dipped what he was doing from previously. So what have you noticed that's different about him in this month?
Well, he's managing the game, number one. He's got there's just more weapons on the floor with him right now, you know, and he's got to manage that. We have, you know, Zion's played a full schedule right now. Murphy's emerging. DQ's a factor. And, you know, the ball's going to be in other guys' hands as well. So he's managing the game defensively. He's taken a step forward. His maturity has grown. His decision-making has grown. You don't have to go make the home run play every day, every night. You don't have to be the leading scorer every night. And I think that for young guys, that's not always the easiest to accept or understand. But I've seen him grow in that area. Like, it's the goal is to win and to, you know, to make sure that the team is moving in the right direction, and he's a big part of that. So he's got to continue to shoot the ball with great efficiency and be aggressive, and I think he's been fantastic.
You mentioned the goal is wanting to play winning basketball. Result-wise, last year that wasn't the case. This year haven't reached double-digit wins yet. Do you sense any type of frustration within the locker room, or are they still, you're preaching, you know, sticking together, being a team, being a unit?
Yeah, I think ultimately, you know, the results are – it's there. It's professional sports. You know, the results are a major factor. You know, they're reading stuff. They're frustrated too. We all want, you know, multiple wins in a row. But, you know, we just got to, number one, stick together, continue the process of growing, developing as a team, not put our heads down, because that's when you lose focus. That's when you start to pull apart. This group is not pulling apart. They've stuck together. The film sessions are great. The practices are great. The vibe is great in here. The energy's high. The development's there. I'm seeing growth across the board from guys. The result is next. Like, it's, you just keep pounding on the rock, and we don't know when that thing's going to split. But, you know, we just keep, you know, as long as we stay together, keep coming into work every day, I'm proud of this group. And the results will take care of themselves if we do that. So we're excited. We got 41 more to go. And so where that goes, you know, none of us know. But I know this group will continue to stay together and keep pounding the rock.
Keep pounding that rock. They're playing tonight in the Smoothie King Center. We've got that action for you 7 p.m. over on the Big 870 a.m. against the Denver Nuggets. And we do have news. Sadiq Bey is available for this evening. He was questionable yesterday, then earlier today was upgraded to probable, and now the Pelicans have announced that Sadiq Bey is in fact available. Great news, Charlie. He's dealing with a right hip flexor strain, so I guess we'll have to monitor and see how Sadiq's doing on the court. But man, oh man, he's been one of those pieces that were added this season that's been a huge surprise, a pleasant surprise for me.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been fantastic when he's been on the court.
Right.
And we'll talk with Chris Dodson about it, but I don't think his trade value is going to get any higher than it is now. And I'm just being realistic.
I'm with you.
Now, here's the thing. 41 games into the season, we're halfway done the season. That almost makes my head spin, Steve. And I've already gone on the rant that the NBA should push back their season, start closer, maybe not even necessarily have opening day be Christmas Day, right? But start closer to late November, early December, and push this thing back to where you're not competing with the NFL or the NFL postseason or college football playoff for so much of your season. We're halfway done the NBA season.
Yeah, we're talking, you know, when we get Chris Dodson on in a few, talking about trade deadline.
Exactly. Just it makes no sense how their calendar is structured, similar to how college football's calendar is structured, but that's a different story. Just push it back, Adam Silver. Stop trying to compete with the NFL, because you just get shoved in a locker every time you do.
Looking at this Pels team, Charlie, I saw that they are not into 32 right now, and that happens to be the same exact record this time of last year. So no upward movement for the Pellies.
Yeah, that's what we talked about with Friedel when we had him on last week when they were 8-31. It was the same record as last year too. I like Borrego. I do. But he's an interim. And I think that the coaching search is going to be critical for this team in the offseason.
Right.
This is months down the road. And there's still plenty to talk about, which we will with Dodson here in just a second, about the trade deadline and which players are staying, which players are going, the price tag on different players. I think it's all really fascinating conversation points, but you know, I think that the Pelicans are still going to be looking for a new coach.
Lots going on with the Birds right now. We're going to take a break, come back with even more. Stay tuned, folks, right after this on WWL. Who dat?
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Reminding you folks, WWL is your home of the New Orleans Pelicans. Today, they're taking on the Denver Nuggets in the Smoothie King Center. Pregame coverage 6:30 on the 8:70 a.m. tip-off, 7 p.m. to help us break things down. Also getting ready for the NBA trade deadline. Chris Dodson, NBA Media and Scouting. Chris, always appreciate your time, man. How you been doing?
Oh, can't complain. Got through the New Year's great. Hope y'all did the same. Safe and well-fed.
Amen to that, Chris. What we're really hurting about right now is just watching this Pelicans team. It's been tough. They've had that little run of a win streak going on, then reverted back to their old ways, and now it seems Charlie and I were just talking about this the last segment. It used to be those third quarters were a problem. Lately, it's been fourth quarter woes for this Pelicans squad. Just wondering, is it just a lot of new guys and new faces trying to make their way in a – you know, basically not having a real head coach right now? You got an interim in James Borrego, just a team that doesn't look like it has a direction at all right now.
Right. You're going to have some guys that know they're up for the trade block, you know, the Jordan Pools, that they're going to play their way. They're going to play their game. And if it comes down to their way or the playbook, sometimes they're just going to go and make a business decision. The rest of it is you got guys like Micah Peavy. You know, he's a second round pick for a reason. And he's getting major minutes now. And then you got the last part of it. You mentioned the fourth quarters. There's been no Herb Jones. Zion touched on that earlier today at practice. It's Herb Jones brings an intensity. Said he was super vocal. Zion wants to be more of that, and we'll see that hopefully tonight. Or we'll talk about how he didn't do it tomorrow. But I mean that's just it. You don't have your closer on defense. It's going to be hard to win games in the NBA no matter what you do.
You know, closer on defense is one thing, Chris, but I know that you've been watching this Birds team. Once you get into crunch time, they just don't know what they're doing on offense. And Borrego had mentioned that they need to improve defensively. I understand that and how they played good enough offense to win the game. But specifically, games like the Lakers game or the Magic game within the past week, right, where, you know, you're within a game, within striking distance, maybe even leading at the end of three, but then you get into the fourth quarter and the offense just kind of crunches up. There's no one, the alpha that needs to take over, right? You would imagine it would be Zion Williamson, but Trey Murphy's a little bit too passive on the offensive end at times, and it just feels like once you get into crunch time, the offense, the players have said it themselves, Chris, they just don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, Trey's got to be more aggressive because Zion just doesn't have the shooting. And but the rest of it is, they're just looking around. They're hoping somebody can go make a play. They're a step behind. And during that five-game win streak, I think they put, from a scouting perspective, everything they do well, they were able to put on tape. And then the next week, everybody caught up. So how they adjust to that, I mean, we've seen it. They're just a possession here, possession there, and they lose a game by five. And that's just how the season has went, unfortunately, for this team. Hopefully they'll get a little bit healthier. I think we'll see Murray back, you know, after maybe Poole's traded so they can clean up the rotations. But until that happens, expect more of the same, because this team's just all, you know, it seems like they're playing out the string more than they're playing for each other and pulling all together on the same rope.
You mentioned the trade of Poole. Do you really feel like that's something that will happen? Because I'm telling you, it has been really frustrating watching Jordan Poole's shot selection.
Yeah, I do believe they'll find him a home, and I think that's when you'll see DeJounte Murray come back in and really lead fears, and that's your backcourt. You'll deal with it. But right now, they don't want to upset too many people, so I think Poole will be gone well before the trade deadline. I don't think that's something that they'll be waiting on. As soon as they find that offer, even if they have to send out a couple seconds and they don't get anything really in return, maybe it's just a different kind of contract. KCP out of Memphis, for one, you know, my other team that I follow in scout, that's something that could happen. And I think makes sense for both teams, really. So there's a team out there that needs what Poole brings. If Poole's bringing it at 100% and really playing for the team, we saw what he could do and win a championship. And we've saw what he's done the last few years when he's just cashing the paycheck.
So I wanted to ask you, Chris, because there's been different reports about the Pelicans, I guess, aggressiveness towards the trade deadline. I think Chris Haynes had come out and said that they're not going to trade any of their top five pieces, that they'll all stay in New Orleans with Zion and Trey and Herb, and also the two rookies with Fears and Queen. I don't think they're going anywhere, obviously. But those other three pieces, I think, could be potentially on the move. We'll just kind of have to see how it is, because, you know, Haynes puts that report out. We're still a few weeks away from the trade deadline. I think it's going to be fascinating to watch, because then other reports come out, the Pelicans would be asking for three first-round picks. Chris, this is something that we've talked about for a long time now, in return for Trey Murphy. Two first-round picks and young talent for Herb Jones, right, in a big trade, if they're going to move on from the trade deadline. You know, what is your kind of finger to the pulse of the NBA just ahead of this deadline? Do you think the Pelicans will move on from some bigger pieces than just a Jordan Poole?
Yeah, your rookies, as you mentioned, they're going nowhere. You don't do what you do to get those guys and then trade them. Past that, I do believe the price is still the price. We talked about it hours almost before Desmond Bane was traded on. That was the package for a fringe all-star. And it's still three, four first-round picks for Trey Murphy and a swap, Herb, 2-1. And you might have yourself a deal depending on the other talent coming back. But they're not going to budge off of that. There's no reason to sell low. There's been enough negative, you know, stories about the front office and how they operate from outside league sources and executives to really make them want to stand strong and not give any budge. Why should we do you a favor or meet you in the middle when you've been trash talking me the whole time? So I don't think they're untouchable, but I do think the price is going to remain at ridiculous, as one of them quoted, when it comes to Trey and Herb. Zion, if they get a decent offer, you got to look at it and they'd probably move on because it's best for all parties. But until that decent, you know, or a reasonable offer for a former first round pick that's still putting up those kind of numbers when healthy, you can't sell that low on Zion. You got to give it one more year, or at least the end of this season, because of how he's been talking in the last 15 games. He's been available, that sort of thing. He's really played up his value. I'll give him that. But I don't think it'll be enough for them to cash in on four first-round picks. Trey's your best asset right now, and it's going to stay that way through the trade deadline.
Chris, my ears perked up a little bit when you had mentioned DeJounte Murray. Is there any word on when he could be making a return to the court? Is that coming soon?
It seems like it should be coming soon. I mean, by all accounts, everybody talking around the team off the record, he's in the best shape of his life, given all those kind of quotes you'd hear
right
at a media day in training camp. He's been posting religiously, if y'all haven't seen his social medias, with all the workouts and stuff he's doing and the sweat equity he's putting in, and just early in the morning, late at night. It seems like he's rip-roaring, ready to go. We're just waiting for that update that will probably come just to sneak, you know, hey, here's the update. He's not no longer out. He's going to be doubtful on an off day. Then they move him to questionable, probable. And, you know, they'll wrap him up that way. It'd probably take a week of on the injury report moving up through those stages. But I got to think it's coming sooner rather than later.
Chris, your thoughts on Sadiq Bey and how he's played this year? I think that a lot of us were optimistic about his potential as a 3-and-D piece. Obviously, the connection with Troy Weaver bringing him to New Orleans, it made a lot of sense from the get-go. But he's played way above, I think, any of us really anticipated. And also, like Steve and I were kind of talking a little bit about in the first segment, what his potential trade value could be ahead of the deadline. I'm going to be honest with you, Chris. I don't think it's going to necessarily get any higher than it is right now.
No, it's not. I think you have to sell high on Bey. He's done far better than I expected. It's looked like a great move. Just you have to win on the margins as a small market. And I think that's been one of their bigger wins, and they need to cash that in. Don't ride it. Don't stick it on the next one. Don't try and parlay it in the next season and hope he really makes a jump. He is what he is. He's done very well in the system. Go ahead and cash those chips in. Even if it's to get 4 second-round picks back, you can kind of erase that Devontae Graham trade of a few years ago. Do something like that, and you've got a huge win, a little notch in your belt, and you can move forward.
When you look at this trade deadline coming up, Chris, is there any gauge of how active you think this Pels squad could be? Like, how many names could be on their way out for the Pellies?
I would say 3 right now. If I had to put an over-under at like 3.5,
okay.
Poole, Looney, I think there'll be a package kind of deal there. I think Jordan Hawkins would be, you know, one to look forward to a team that needs a shooter and needs to, you know, they can afford a flyer on a guy that's only making $4 million. Jordan Hawkins just quite hasn't done it here. And maybe he just needs a new change of scenery, you know, something fresh. And he still has value around the league. So I would say those 3 guys. And then a 4th, you know, thrown into a pick. That's why I put it at 3.5 as the over-under.
Pair of back-to-back games here, Chris, at home in the Smoothie King Center. First, the Denver Nuggets. And like I was telling Steve in the first segment here, 2.5-point favorite for the Nuggets because no Nikola Jokic. And I know that Gordon is a game-time decision. Murray's a game-time decision. You know, a couple pieces that may not be available for Denver in this matchup. But the Birds are still underdogs here. And then after that, you have a matchup against the Nets at home. And I know the Nets smoked the Pelicans earlier in the season. But it feels like a pair of potential winnable games here for this Bird squad. But, I mean, you got to start picking up some W's at some point.
You have to. And, I mean, look, Vegas has given the Nuggets a lot of credit for that championship culture. And it's hard to argue with them. I'm not going to bet against them because you have to wait till you see it from this Pelicans team to really believe it's going to happen. And I hate that Jokic is out because we all wanted to see Queen and Jokic and those kind of battles. But it's kind of being served up on a platter here. You've got to go take this win because I'll be honest with you, and that's played a lot better. I was up there in Memphis the other night when they played before the Grizzlies flew over to Europe. And I got to say, they just look a lot better. Those young guys seem like they're all picking up on the same page finally. So the Nets are going to be a hard one. They're going to be a tough out. So anytime you can get a team missing all 3 of their all-stars, 4 or 5 of their starting lineup, you have to go win that game.
Overall right now, just curious, your impressions of what's going on in the Western Conference. Obviously, we know OKC is still the top dog, but man, oh man, we got San Antonio definitely right behind them, nipping at their heels.
Oh, it's going to be fun to work OKC for the first round again. I really hope to see that Spurs Thunder in the Western Conference Finals. But my biggest thing, I'm watching the Warriors. I feel like Curry's going to pressure them more and more to go make a move where he can get one more shot at a ring. Something where it's, okay, we're the favorites, but go give him a top 2, top 3, top 4, not top 6. And I'm really waiting to see what they do. I think that's going to be the domino to fall. And it's not going to be Draymond. I don't think Kuminga's going to get a much. So they may have to just kind of cut bait and say Jimmy Butler was a mistake. I'm waiting for that to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. That kind of leads into my question here, Chris, about the teams that you're watching ahead of the trade deadline to make big splash moves. With Golden State specifically, you've heard them tied to both Herb. You've heard them tied to Trey. Michael Porter Jr., I think, is maybe their top target there from Brooklyn. But just your thoughts on which teams could be really active ahead of the deadline.
Yeah, the Nets have like 30 tradable picks. It's ridiculous what they have. That's why I think the Nets will be the one to overpay for Ja Morant. They're looking for 2 first-rounders and a swap. The Nets have that all day. you hear stuff like the Celtics looking at Jaren Jackson Jr. The Celtics don't even have three picks they can trade unprotected in a row. They just don't have it. So that's why I'm really looking. I think the Nets, the Warriors, something like that, where there's going to be a team that's desperate and aging, and there's going to be a young team that – I mean, the Nets just drafted five guys, and they still have all those picks. OKC has all those picks, and I'm waiting for them to get off Lou Dort and go for like a Herb Jones. Same kind of player, less contract, get off a pick. Something like that is going to happen. And when it does, that's going to set off the dominoes, the cascade that's going to lead to the Heat jumping in. And when all that gets settled, we'll see where the Pelicans stand.
Chris, man, I know you're busy all the time covering Pels, covering Memphis. What's it like going back and forth between the two teams, especially like one being a contender and one being, you know, one of the worst teams in the NBA?
Contender might be strong for Memphis, Steve. I think they're on the verge of completely blowing it up. Not just Ja Morant, Chris, but also Jaren Jackson Jr. could potentially be on the move if they really decide to completely hit the reset button. They already have a boatload of picks for the Desmond Bane trade that we've already referenced here.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be out of the conversation for Memphis to just say, let's do a rebuild.
They're close to that. And I mean, I could go off for hours about how it's been so much fun going up and down I-55 between this and then doing some college scouting. And last year I was one of the regional scouts for the Puma circuit, hopefully going to be doing some more of that stuff this year. It's fun. Don't get me wrong. It keeps you in the gym. It keeps you young. And it's been fun watching how the different organizations have grown, because they both started at the same spot with Ja and Zion. And to see what they have left over is interesting. It's a unique way of seeing who uses leverage in which ways. And I do think I don't see Jaren Jackson Jr. getting moved, because if they move Ja, they have the core. They have Edie. They have Jaren. They have Brandon Clark behind him, who's pretty decent as a power forward. I think in Darko ratings, he's about the same as Herb Jones. And you look at stuff like that, there's no rebuild needed in Memphis, where I think New Orleans shaking it down to the bones and rebuilding is probably something even the fans would agree with. Memphis, there's just too much in place with Jalen Wells and Cedric Coward. They've just got too much right now to really bottom out no matter what they do.
Do you feel, Chris, though, that around these parts, though, that term rebuild is just a dirty word to Benson in the front office of the Pellies?
It is, and I think some of that has to come from the football side, because yeah, it takes multiple years to rebuild. Whereas in the NBA, if you clear your cap sheet right, you're only 6 months. A rebuild can be between summer league and the trade deadline, and you can go. I mean, look at what the Suns did. They got rid of Durant, and everybody thought they were going to be a lottery team. Now they're a top 14. A rebuild can literally be done in 4 months, whereas the NFL, sometimes it takes you a full head coach 4 years.
Always appreciate the time, Chris. Always great information. Appreciate you, man, and talk soon.
Likewise, guys. Hope we get a win out here. Y'all hope to see you soon.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Dotson, NBA Media and Scouting. You can follow him on X, Doing It Dotson, talking about the trade deadline. And, of course, the Pellies, they got in action tonight, taking on the Denver Nuggets. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off over on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app right now. Well, actually, that's on Big 870 AM. We are on 105.3 FM in the Odyssey app. So if you're looking for Pels Back to Basketball, the Big 870 AM right now, we're going to take a break and come back with more sports talk here right after this, folks.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Back here on Sports Talk, well, you let folks know that are texting in about our broadcasting issues. We do have engineer on site working to fix things. And I'll remind you, though, that you can listen to WWL on the Odyssey app. If not, you got to join the club if you're not doing so already. We've seen the biggest growth in listeners who stream their favorite shows on their phones, who download their Daily Show podcast. Stay connected on WWL for news and interviews about Mayor Helena Moreno and New Orleans' new city council. LSU, the Saints, plus opinions you just can't get anywhere else. Download the Odyssey app today and make sure you go to My Audio, then Settings, and turn on notifications. That way, you'll never miss a big story or red-hot interviews. WWL is always live on the free Odyssey app. We're going to step away, come back, close out this hour right after this, folks, on WWL. We're back here on Sports Talk. Folks, the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert says with Sam Leavitt at quarterback, LSU should be in the playoffs year one under Coach Kiffin. Tiger fans, head coach Lane Kiffin's making a strong moves in the transfer portal. You got to keep it locked on WWL for LSU's latest moves. We'll bring you breaking news when it happens on air, on social, and follow the LSU transfer portal tracker online at WWL.com. Also, listen to Sports Talk weekdays 4 o'clock for up-to-the-minute reports, LSU insiders, and expert analysis, all brought to you by the Spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910, and WWL. The big news in sports today, though, folks, was Mike Tomlin stepping down as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and now nine job openings around the NFL. Is there anyone off the top of your head, Charlie, you feel is more the most attractive, at least to potential suitors?
I want to work with Cam Ward.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. I know that it's probably the least talented roster of some of those other job openings, but just that kid, he flashes so much. I love his game. If I'm an offensive coach, I would definitely be looking into that. You know, I'd have to double check on some of the other ones. But, Steve, one other thing that Mike had brought up earlier on in the show, the Saints play 8 teams next year. 2 games against the Falcons with a first-year head coach for 2026.
So take them down.
That is something to note.
Coming back with more sports talk right after this. First top of the hour news break on WWL.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.